This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The center has constituted a high-level committee to address the challenges of demographic change caused by infiltration and other reasons. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday said the committee will be chaired by former Supreme Court Judge Justice Prakash Prabhakar Navlekar, Census Commissioner along with former IAS Officer Durga Shankar Mishra, former IPS Officer Balaji Srivastav and economist Dr. Shamika Ravi have been appointed as members of the committee. The Joint Secretary, Foreigners One in the Home Ministry, will serve as the Member Secretary in the committee. Mr. Shah said infiltration and other reasons are causing unnatural demographic change, which poses a very significant challenge to the present and future of any nation. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is in the process of installing anti-drone systems within the next 6 months to curb the smuggling of narcotics and weapons through drones. Addressing BSF personnel at the Sanchu border outpost in Rajasthan's Bikaner district, he said, while threats originating across the border remains crucial, equal attention must be paid to internal elements aiding such threats within the country.
I would like to praise the performance of the BSF personnel during Operation Sindoor. Wherever the BSF was deployed and held the front, they stood firm with great courage. Not only did they remain steadfast, but they also played a major role in maintaining the morale of citizens living in the border districts. And wherever required, the BSF jawans also gave a befitting reply to Pakistan.
Foreign Affairs Minister of Australia Penny Wong has called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Modi discussed the growing India-Australia comprehensive strategic partnership in areas such as defence, trade, technology and ensuring supply chain resilience. The Prime Minister said India and Australia will continue to work for a free, open, secure and prosperous Indo-Pacific. The Prime Minister also received Minister for Foreign Affairs of Japan, Toshimitsu Motegi. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has expressed confidence that the next chapter of the India-Canada Economic Partnership will be driven by trust, leading to the shared prosperity of the two nations. Addressing the opening ministerial plenary session yesterday, from political reset to commercial delivery in Toronto, Canada, Mr. Goyal emphasized that trust between the nations is unlocking new trade and investment opportunities as both sides push for a comprehensive economic partnership agreement, CEPA. Government has revised the minimum assured procurement price, MAPP, of onion stocks from 1,270 rupees to 1,580 rupees per quintal. The revised MAPP has been done on the request of the state governments, which came into effect from yesterday. The government has announced an offer for sale, OFS, in Coal India Limited with a base offer of 1% equity and an additional 1% green shoe option in case of oversubscription. In a social media post, the Department of Investment and Public Asset Management said the price for the OFS has been fixed at 412 rupees per share. The offer will open for non-retail investors today, while retail investors can participate on the 29th of this month. The Ministry of Railway has given its nod to start operations of the country's first hydrogen-powered 10-coach DEMU train. It will run at a maximum speed of 75 km per hour between Jind and Sonipat under the Northern Railway Zone. The train will use hydrogen fuel cells to generate power instead of diesel or electricity-based traction. Its total power output is 1,200 kilowatts and it will function on distributed power rolling stock technology, under which power is distributed across a train instead of being concentrated in a single locomotive. And Royal Challengers Bengaluru stormed into the IPL 2026 final with a commanding 92-run win over Gujarat Titans in qualifier 1 at Dharamshala. Batting first, Bengaluru scored 254 for 5 in 20 overs, powered by Rajat Patidar's unbeaten 93 of just 33 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.